Well, let's open up with the fact of the matter, which is that I will not be here tomorrow. I will not be there because I am taking the day off because I am a veteran. Lots of people don't even remember that it is Veterans Day, or they get a brief reminder in a newscast. But by and large, America does not, unless they are government employees or bank employees, take the day off. Businesses don't usually close down, or if they do, it's for the duration of a parade on Main Street, then they open up for the afternoon. Originally, a celebration of the end of the First World War, which some brilliant type decided should happen on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, thereby probably extending it for 4 or 5 days during which numbers of people were killed. But by the time the 50s and 60s rolled around, it was pretty obvious that we'd had several major wars since that time and needed to expand our recognition of the military in our lives, and so it became Veterans Day. Now, unfortunately, that's about all we did. It has become obvious in the last decade that the Veterans Administration has mismanaged a great deal of money and failed to maintain the facilities that it owned, much less expand them to compensate for the increased number of people who are coming home from our two wars current, the Gulf War, and many people with delayed reactions of one sort or another, including medical, to the Vietnam conflict. We have not, as a nation, honored or significantly appreciated the contribution of our veterans. Whether you believe that the wars they fought were justified and were actually defending America as opposed to American interests, the men and women who went to war, who went to service even in times not of war. I served during the Eisenhower era when we didn't quite go to war, but we were on full pucker most of the time in anti-submarine warfare off the East Coast, carrier groups off Taiwan. Lots of paranoia and lots of people in the military, all of whom are now veterans, and who occasionally made out on benefits, the GI Bill and things of that nature, being able to buy a home. But by and large, the veterans that among us today are neither honored nor particularly noted. A guy named Neville Shute, an Australian author in the 50s, wrote a book called Round the Bend, in which he posited that maybe citizenship should be graded on what you do and who you are, and that being a citizen means you get a vote. Being a veteran gives you another vote. Being a municipal servant or some other worthwhile civic duty gets you a vote. The idea that someplace along the line, defending democracy ought to give you a bigger piece of the pie has never been tried, and it might be worth the time. In the meantime, in between time tomorrow, I urge everybody out there who is a veteran to go to your boss today and explain to them that tomorrow's Veterans Day and you intend to take it off. You've earned it. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California.